This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and you're listening to the Market Podcast. I have with me Money Control's market editor, Kshitij Anand, who will be telling us about how the markets fared in the week gone by and what is to be expected in the coming week. Hi Kshitij, thanks for joining in. Well, not a very encouraging week for markets, even though we had a slight recovery today. But for the week, we are still down. Could you sum up the entire week's action for us?
Well, Sakshi, hi. In fact, you're right in saying that it has not been an inspiring week. In fact, market snapped the six-day fall by, you know, recovering a tad bit. But then again, you know, for the week, both Nifty and Sensex are down by, you know, around about 1%, a little over 1%. In fact, Bank Nifty was down by 1.49%. In fact, the big carnage was seen in the broader markets. Mid-cap index was down by 1.84% and small-cap index was down by a little over 2% for the week ended July 26th. Now, one big event to watch out for was, you know, the rainfall deficit, or, you know, you could say the monsoon deficit. You know, overall rainfall deficit for the period June 1st to July 24th increased to negative 19%.
Right.
As the country received overall, you know, 313 millimeter rainfall against 384.7 millimeter, according to IMD. Mm. Now, rainfall, you know, Sakshi, is very important, you know, when it comes to India Inc. And,
sure,
you know, we've seen throughout the June quarter, water earnings have not been that great, or it's not been up to the mark. And in case, you know, there's a deficit in the rainfall, it will actually weigh on earnings of India Inc. probably in the coming quarters.
Absolutely. So, Kshitij, could you also expound upon how is the currency and crude picture this week, and how much have FIIs sold for this week as well, since throughout July they have been net sellers as well?
Absolutely. You know, among the other asset classes, Brent crude is trading up 1.92% for the week, while rupee is trading marginally higher by 0.23%. But the big number to watch out for is from the foreign institutional investors. In fact, they were net sellers of Indian equities worth 6,000 odd crores for the week, as per, you know, SEBI provisional data. But if in case we look at the figure for the month of July, it is a whopping 13,000 crores so far for the month of July, especially in Indian equity markets. We are not including the debt segment at this point in time, but we're just, you know, showing a pure play on how in the equity markets, what FIIs are doing at this point in time. But a quick glance at, you know, the August rule overs as well. It was around about 73%, which was slightly lower than 77%, that is the 3-month average. But then again, most experts feel that most of the short positions got roll, and if in case FIIs are on a selling spree, then there could be some more pressure coming into the markets in August series or in the month of August.
Absolutely. So what were the other key macro developments which grabbed the headlines this week?
Right. One of the important, you know, news that really, I'll not say created panic, but then again, weighed on the sentiment was the IMF forecast. Now,
oh yes,
IMF, you know, projected a slow growth rate for India in 2019 as well as 2020, a downward revision of 0.3% for both the years, saying that, you know, its GDP will now grow respectively at a rate of 7 to 7.2%, reflecting a weaker than expected outlook for domestic demand.
Hmm.
Now, it also cut the global growth forecast to 3.2% from 3.3% for 2019. Now, global growth is something which has been a cause of worry,
yeah,
not for India, but, you know, you're seeing this impact across the globe. In fact, ECB, if you call it, they have actually stayed with the rates, but then again, they promised that there could be a rate cut probably in September. Now, Fed is also looking at, you know, cutting rates to, you know, boost growth, and same goes for India as well. So yes, you know, fall in global growth as well as India growth, so it's something which is a worrying factor, and it'll weigh on, you know, earnings as well. Now, coming back to, you know, the other corporates, ICRA has also downgraded Basel III compliant Tier 1 and Tier 2 bonds of Yes Bank worth 32,911 crores. Apart from that, Fitch Rating also downgraded long-term issuer default rating of Tata Motors to BB negative from BB. This is and the outlook is also negative.
Yeah.
Now, Automotive Component Manufacturer Association of India, or ACMA, warned that 1 million job cut out of 5 million,
yes,
plus workforce could lose their job if the auto slowdown persists. And this we have, you know, we're seeing that throughout the month of July. In fact, July sales numbers, which will come out next week, will be an important event to watch out for. Apart from that, former Finance Secretary Subhash Chandra Garg said he has sought voluntary retirement and will serve 3 months' notice after being moved to Power Ministry. In fact, the center appointed Atanu Chakrabarty, 1985 batch Gujarat cadre IAS officer, as a new Secretary Department of Economic Affairs.
Absolutely. So these are the big headlines to watch out for. And you've already told us about how the global developments are going on or panning out as far as the global central banks are concerned. But apart from this, Kshitij, if I also have to ask you about the earnings front, like domestic earnings have been muted or subdued so far.
Right.
But the big highlights for this week would be, you know, somewhere like Asian Paints, L&T, Tata Motors, they all have come out with their results.
Right.
So what were the key highlights in their numbers?
In fact, yes, actually, in fact, let's quickly look at some of the Nifty 50 names. Asian Paints, if you talk about it, then the Q1 PAT increased by 17% to 655 crores. For L&T, the PAT was higher by 21%. It rose to 1,472 crores. Although for Tata Motors, the PAT, in fact, fell by more than 90%. In fact, that's a loss of more than 3,679 crores compared to 1,862 crore kind of a profit. For Maruti, Q1 PAT was at 1,436 crore, down 27%. And there's some good news for Punjab National Bank. In fact, the PAT came at a little over 1,000 crore compared to a loss of 940 crores. In fact, most of us were expecting a marginal loss of 200 crores for PNB. So I think it'll be all round cheer for Punjab National Bank probably next week.
Right. And lastly, Kshitij, what will be the key earnings and the big triggers to watch out for in the coming week then?
Right. So I think a couple of factors will be watched out for. One is definitely the earnings. Apart from that, global cues, US Fed meeting is there next week, especially on July 30th and 31st.
Sure.
Apart from that, there are some macro numbers or macro data as well to watch out for. So coming back to the earnings, Dr. Reddy's, DLF, Axis Bank, Bank of India, Hero Motor Corp, Ashok Leyland, IOC, UPL, Bharti Airtel, Tata Power, HDFC, ITC, in fact, and State Bank of India are some of the important key results to watch out for. On the macro front, June current account data will be out on July 31st. June India infrastructure output will be out on July 31st. July auto sales number, that's an important event to watch out for. That'll be that'll start coming out on August 1st, as well as manufacturing PMI will also be out on August 1st. These are the certain crucial numbers to watch out for. Apart from that, in terms of market, I think the crucial resistance to watch out for on the high side would be 11,500, 11,600, and on the downside 11,130, which is the 200 days moving average, and below that 11,000 will act as crucial support levels for the index.
All right, thanks a lot then for all these insights, Kshitij, and with that it's a wrap on this podcast. If you have any queries or comments you would like to ask us, do write into us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com, and many thanks for joining in.